Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, we check back with Zandra Anderson, a lactation consultant at OSF Sacred Heart in Danville. She clears up some misconceptions about breastfeeding and the services she offers. Here's my conversation with her.
So another benefit of the birthing center is that they have parents will have immediate access to lactation care. I also focus on infant feeding as well. So if families choose to do formula instead of breastfeeding, I still can come in and kind of help guide them through that. While you're here, I come in, preference is left to the parents, but I can come in immediately after birth, or I can give you a couple hours to kind of come down from the high of delivery, really, and then help. I can do hands-on help. I can do stand back and educate. And I can also just be a cheerleader to support you on whatever the parent needs. Again, their needs are tailored to how I approach the situation. But lactation care doesn't end in the hospital. So yes, I will see you after delivery while you're here. But once you're discharged, your care with me doesn't end. I continue to support you for as long as you feel like you need support. I'm easily contacted. You can text me. You can call me. You can come in person. It's always best to set up an appointment. But again, my schedule can be pretty flexible. So if you call me today, I can probably fit you in either later this afternoon or tomorrow. And if not, let's figure it out. We can do a phone consult, we can do FaceTime, we can do Teams, all the things that I can help make your experience easier and help you get through the few days that maybe we can't see each other. But that is not left to OSF patients. There's a misconception that OSF stays with OSF. There's also a lot of talk recently about how insurances are now covering lactation care. However, at least my program is free. No matter income, no matter insurance, I don't submit it to anything. I don't expect out-of-pocket pay. My services are free through OSF. But again, not just OSF patients. I can see anyone in the community that needs help. And there's a quickness to that, too. Sometimes a breastfeeding issue may feel like an emergency, and so we can get you in and get that problem checked out, fixed, worked on. We can make a plan very quickly, so easy access. Okay, primary focus is lactation. I am the lactation consultant here at the hospital. However, I went to school for nutrition, and I have a deeply rooted passion in maternal, infant, and childhood nutrition, so I can also kind of help prenatally, postpartum. We've start looking at nutrition when you are pregnant. And then once you have your baby, a lot of times you look at the lactation correlation with nutrition too. So there are old wives' tales. Some things work, some things don't, but it's always best to ask. Same with medications too. You can come to me for those. Those are something that I'm educated in as well. And then in 6 months, when your baby starts solids, you can come to me and we can talk about those. When you have a toddler and you're confused, come talk to me about that stuff too. So lactation is where I'm at primarily, but I have a lot of passion when it comes to nutrition for families as well. Another great thing is that I do offer infant feeding classes. Those are given every other month. And it's a two-part class. So the first class, we kind of focus on like breastfeeding before birth, because there's a lot that kind of goes into breastfeeding. With that class, we're focusing on how what you're experiencing prenatally, but also how to plan for the mental health side of things when it comes to pregnancy, but also after baby's here and you're trying to learn breastfeeding together. There's a lot of mental health stuff that goes into that. So that's a big focus on the first half. And the second half is just how to do it. We talk about, yes, how to do it, but we also talk about things you may run into, some common hurdles, some common misconceptions too, myths, things like that. So it's pretty we cover a lot of stuff in the class, and I have a lot of fun teaching it. Breastfeeding is really, really where it's at for me. I love it so much. So yeah, the class is a lot of fun. And yeah, like I said, we give it every other month, and it's usually the first and second Monday of the month.
And I guess, how would people find out when those are and like how to register?
So you can look online. I usually Google OSF feeding your baby classes, but we have flyers with the QR code, and the QR code will take you directly to the registration. It does say that you have to buy tickets, but that's only just reserving your place in the class. It's a free class, and I really, really, really encourage birthing parents to bring their support person or their support people. Sometimes it's one. Sometimes they'll choose to bring their mom and their partner. Sometimes they'll choose to bring a friend. Whoever is going to support you through this journey, I really, really encourage you to bring them, because breastfeeding is not just the lactating parent's job. It is, we need our support. We need our community to help with that.
Again, that's Zandra Anderson, lactation consultant at OSF Sacred Heart in Danville. For more about her services or having your baby at OSF, call the hospital, 217-443-5000, 217-443-5000. That's healthcare news you can use for a podcast of these programs, including other conversations that we've had with Zandra. Learn more about the Birthing Center. You can find all of that at wytyradio.com and learn more about OSF by visiting osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.